celebrate the memorial of Saint Irenaeus, bishop and martyr, and father of the church, a very important father of the church, one of the earliest fathers of the church. He was born in the year 130 in Smyrna, and that's where Saint Polycarp was bishop. Now, Saint Polycarp, he was born around the year 60 AD or so, 60, 65, something like that. So at that time, if the Franciscan tradition is correct and Our Lady lived 72 years, then that's about the time when Our Lady would have been assumed into heaven. Of course, Saint Peter and Saint Paul martyred in Rome around that time. Saint John, the last apostle to die, was still alive. He would live until about the year 100. So Saint Polycarp was a disciple of Saint John, but would have been too young to actually have known Our Lady. Nevertheless, that's an enormous thing, to be a direct disciple, to be instructed by an apostle. So Saint Polycarp, bishop of Smyrna, taught Saint Irenaeus. Okay, Saint Irenaeus was Saint Polycarp's disciple. Now, Saint Irenaeus also went on to study at Rome, and then he was finally made Bishop of Lyon in France. And that's where he would die a martyr. And so because he's such an early father, very, very important, his writings. And in fact, the Catechism cites him more than 30 times. And he makes special reference to Our Lady. When we think of Saint Irenaeus and Our Lady, his Marian doctrine, we should think of co-redemptrix and undoer of knots, because Saint Irenaeus teaches both of those things, and they're both mentioned in the Catechism too, paragraph 494. Where it says, espousing the divine will for salvation wholeheartedly, without a single sin to restrain her, the Blessed Virgin Mary gave herself entirely to the person and to the work of her Son. She did so in order to serve the mystery of redemption with him. Okay, these are not the words of Saint Irenaeus. These are the words of the Second Vatican Council. Saint Irenaeus is coming up. She did so in order to serve the mystery of redemption with him. That's co-redemptrix. And dependent on him. That means not equal to. So co meaning with, but not equal to. By God's grace. And then the Catechism quotes Saint Irenaeus. As Saint Irenaeus says, being obedient, she became the cause of salvation for herself and for the whole human race. So that's the famous phrase of Saint Irenaeus calling Our Lady causa salutis, the cause of salvation for herself and for the whole human race, co-redemptrix. Hence, not a few of the early fathers, that is, Saint Irenaeus himself, here comes another quote, the knot of Eve's disobedience was untied by Mary's obedience. What the Virgin Eve bound through her disbelief, Mary loosened by her faith. So there we have the origin of the devotion to Our Lady, undoer of knots, who our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has recently made more popular. Saint Irenaeus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.